भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
बीजं
बीजं
मां
सर्व
भूतानां
भूतानां
विद्धि
विद्धि
पाथ
पाथ
सनातनं
सनातनं
बुद्धि
बुद्धि
बुद्धिमतां
बुद्धिमतां
अस्मि
अस्मि
तेजस
तेजस
तेजस्विनां
तेजस्विनां
अहम्
अहम्
बीजं मां सर्वभूतानां
बीजं मां सर्वभूतानां
वित्ति पात सनातनं
वित्ति पात सनातनं
बुद्धि बुद्धिमतामस्मि
बुद्धि बुद्धिमतामस्मि
तेजस तेजस्विनामहं
तेजस तेजस्विनामहं
बीजं मां सर्वभूतानां
बीजं मां सर्वभूतानां
विद्धि पात सनातनं
विद्धि पात सनातनं
बुद्धि बुद्धिमतामस्मि
बुद्धि बुद्धिमतामस्मि
तेजस तेजस्विनामहं
तेजस तेजस्विनामहं
बीजं मां सर्वभूतानां
बीजं मां सर्वभूतानां
विद्धि पात सनातनं
विद्धि पात सनातनं
बुद्धि बुद्धिमतामस्मि
बुद्धि बुद्धिमतामस्मि
तेजस तेजस्विनामहं
तेजस तेजस्विनामहं
Bijam,
bijam
seed,
seed.
Mam,
mam
unto me,
sarva bhutanam
of all living entities,
vidhi
try to understand,
partha,
O son of Pita,
sanatanam,
original,
eternal.
Buddhi, intelligence.
Buddhi matam,
of the intelligent.
Asmi,
I am.
Tejaha,
prowess.
Tejasvinam,
of the powerful.
Aham,
I am. Translation. O son of Pritha, know that I am the original seed of all existences, the intelligence of the intelligent, and the prowess of all powerful men.
Bijangamang sarvabhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam buddhi buddhi matamasmi tejas tejas sinamaham. So, Bijang, the original seed of life, sarva-bhutana. The modern scientists, they are trying to prove that life comes from matter, chemical evolution. But we don't accept that. We accept from Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is the original life. Krishna is not a dead stone. As it is said in the Vedanta Sutra, janmadasya jataha, the absolute truth is that from which everything emanates. So that absolute truth, what kind of absolute truth is it? Dead matter or living force? It cannot be dead matter. Because there are so many living entities. And the Absolute Truth is a dead matter. It cannot produce living entities because we have no such experience that from dead matter living entities are coming out. That is not possible. Sometimes we see that from cow dung some life is coming out. Sometimes we see from the heaps of rice a scorpion is coming out. So foolish people will think that the rice is the cause of the life of the scorpion. But that is not the fact. Real fact is, the scorpion, they lay eggs within the heaps of the rice, and by fermentation of the rice, the eggs become fructified and life come out. Not that rice, a dead matter, is the cause of the life. So now big scientists, they are trying to prove that lives come from matter. But here we understand from Krishna, the Supreme Authority, that He is the origin of all life. Bijam vāṁ sarva-bhūtānāṁ. Sarva-bhūtānāṁ. In another place Krishna says, sarva-jonī-śukānteya sambhavanti-mūrtaya. In all species of life, there are 8,400,000 species of life. Aquatics, trees, plants, insects, then reptiles, then birds, bees, then human beings. This is the evolutionary process. Asitim chaturam chaiva. These are all mentioned in the Vedic literature about the evolution. Not that the foolish theory of Darwin is the origin of evolution. The evolutionary theory is there. Not theory, fact. So, Krishna says, in Bhagavad Gita, that sarva-joni-śukānteya. Joni means the original source of birth. So there are so many living entities are there. Krishna claims, tasya mahajani brahma ahaṁ bīja-pada pita. Again he says, ahaṁ bīja-pada pita. Just like father keeps the bijam, jatha joni, jatha bijam. The mother is the joni and the father is the bijam. So without father there cannot be any life because the father gives the bijam, the seed. Many places in the Vedic literature it is stated that life does not come from matter, but life comes from the Supreme Life, Krishna. That is the verdict of the Vedic literature. Bijaham sarva-bhūtānāṁ viddhi. You should understand, don't be misled, that life comes from matter. It is not fact. Therefore he says, viddhi, but sanātanam. Not that nowadays it has become like that life is coming from life. Formerly, life was coming from matter. So, viddhimam sanatana. The sanatana means eternally. Eternally. The sanatana word is used in so many places. In another place, Krishna says, mamaivamsa jiva-bhuta jiva-loke sanatana. And another place, Krishna says, parastasmat dubhava anya bhaktya-bhaktyat sanatana. The sanatanam word is used in many places. Sanatanam means eternal. So these bijam, Krishna is Sanatana. Sanatanam tam prabhumasrayam. The Sanatana word is very important thing. So, there is a place, as we understand from Bhagavad Gita, another nature, parastasmatu bhava anya. Bhava means nature. Just like this, this is also nature, this material cosmic manifestation. This is also nature, but this is not sanatanam. This is temporary, asanatana. Bhutta bhutya praliyate. Here in this material world, everything is created at a certain date. It remains for some time. It grows. It produces some byproducts. Then gradually dwindles and at last vanishes. Finish. So this is not sanatana. Sarvavikara. Six kinds of changes, just like your body, my body. This is not sanatana. This is asanatana. Asanatana means not permanent, but the bijam, the seed, or the living entities, they are sanatana. They are not temporary. Therefore it is said, Bijangvang sarvabhutanang vidhi pata sanatana. So, we are sanatana. We cannot understand that why we should be subjected to the rules and regulation of asanatana, not sanatana. Actually, although here some Krishna says in many places, na hannate hannamane sarire nitta shasatayam, again he says sanatanam. Another place Krishna says mami vāṅs jīvaloke sanatanam. So, we have lost our intelligence that several places the living entity is described as sanatanam, eternal. Then why I am under the tribulation of so many rules and regulations of this material nature? This is the question. This is called brahma-jignasa. Atatu brahma-jignasa. This is intelligence. Unless one is promoted to this intellectual platform, that I am sanatana. In so many places it is described. Nitya, nityanam, chetanas in Kathopanishad. We are nityas. And Krishna is also nitya. Nitya, nityanam. Description of Krishna or the Supreme Lord is given there. That he is the chief nitya. We are nityas, but we are subordinate nityas. We require a leader, and in our material life also, we require a leader. Without leader, there is no progress. So the supreme leader is Krishna. Nitya nityanam, chetanas chetananam. Therefore, our eternal relationship is with Krishna. Nitya sambandha, nitya siddha. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is called nitya siddha Krishna bhakti, sadha kobhu noy. This Krishna bhakti, Krishna consciousness, is nitya siddha, nitya nityana. For eternally, it is a fact that we are all servants of Krishna and our duty is to render service unto Him. That is confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver sarupai nitya Krishna das. That is our position. And mukti means that is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti hitya anatha rupam swarupena avasthiti. This is called mukti. Mukti means hitya anatha rupam. We are acting otherwise. We have forgotten that we are eternal servant of Krishna. This forgetfulness is causing us all trouble, all tribulations, all miseries. We want to enjoy this material world, forgetting that we are not enjoyer, we are simply servant. Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. Therefore, Krishna said, Bhuktaram Jagadavasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatta Mam Shanti Michit. If you want Shanti, then you should understand Krishna. The Krishna is the Bhokta, he is the enjoyer. We are not enjoyer. The mistake is that we are trying to be enjoyer. Konmi Jnani Yogi, they are trying to become enjoyer. And only the devotees, they want to remain as the eternal servant of Krishna. That is the difference. So, this is eternal. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, he confirmed, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti. Bhakti means Bhagavan Bhakta. And the transaction between Bhagavan and Bhakta is called Bhakti. The bhakti definition is the activities, the natural activities between the bhakta and the Bhagavan. Whenever there is the word bhakti, bhakti means there must be three items. The Bhagavan must be there, the bhakta must be there, and the transaction between the bhakta and Bhagavan must be there. That is called bhakti. So, this is our aim and life, Sanatana. Because we are Sanatana, our business, eternal business is bhakti. Just like here, it is still further clear. In another place, aham bijo padapita. Here it is say bijo aham sarvabhutana. This is one thing. And another place, in the 13th chapter, he says, 14th chapter, I think. And he says, aham bija padapita. So the same bija. Therefore, he is the father. He is the seed-giving father. So, what is your relationship with father? The relationship with father means father should be revered. Father should be obeyed. You should remain obedient to the father. That is your natural position. If you become disobedient to father, that is your unnatural position. Therefore, in the material world means every one of us, we are disobedient to the Supreme Father. This is material life. Krishna bhuliya jeevi bhogavan cha kare, pasete maya tare japotiya dhare. Because we are trying to become the master, not servant. Everyone is trying to become master. That is the material disease. And everyone is trying to become the enjoyer of the material resources. Everyone is trying to be proprietor of this world or another, even Chandra Loka. They could not manage this world as proprietor, and they are trying to go to another planet to become proprietor. This is going on. This is material disease. You will never accept that I am not proprietor. I am not proprietor. Proprietor is Krishna. Sarvaloka Maheswara. If we accept this simple thing, there is immediately peace. The people, even in this, on this globe, They are, everyone has made a group. We are Americans, we are Indians, we are Pakistanis, we are Japanese, we are this and that. And claiming, this is my property. This is called nationalism. Bhomaijyadhi. Jatitho. Bhomaijyadhi. Bhoma means the land. The modern advancement means to become nationalist. What is that nationalist? The Bhomaijyadhi, worshipping the land of birth. This is called nationalism. So, this is called mistaken idea. Actually, the Bhumi or the land does not belong to you. It belongs to Krishna. Krishna said, Bhoktaram Jagudam Sam Sarva Loko Maheshwaram. And we are falsely trying to become friends of others, leaders. But we do not know how to become friends. Actually, nobody is going to be my friend. Everyone wants to exploit me. But in the shape of friend, he comes to exploit. This is the word. Why you should claim friend, myself, I am your friend? What can I do for you? If I am real friend, then I should inform everybody that Krishna is your original only friend. This is Krishna consciousness. We don't claim we are friend in this way, that I have brought a good news for you. I am friend in that way. What is that good news? That you have got a very nice friend, Krishna. Very powerful. Very powerful friend. What I am? I am nothing. This is actually Krishna consciousness movement. Everyone is trying to become friend, leader of the people. And they do not know who is friend. They are falsely claiming to become friend and misleading people more and more. Andhajathandhirupaniyamana. A blind friend is claiming other blind friends. My dear blind friends, he is also blind. I will protect you. And other blind friends, they also do not see what kind of friend he is. If he is friend, if he wants to help us, we are already blind. Whether he can help us at all. But it is both of them blind. Andhajathandhirupaniyamana. They do not know. They want to become friend. But what kind of friend? Blind friend. So they cannot help. That is the verdict of the Vedas. Nati vidu sartha gatinji Vishnu durasayaji bahirathamani. These so-called blind, rascal friends, they are trying to make us happy by material adjustment. That is not possible. It is not possible. Daivi jesha gunamai mama maya duratvaya. Krishna said, this material world, the illusory external energy, you are under her control. We are, every one of us, we are under the control of the material energy. In another place, in Brahma Samhita, the material energy is described as the Durga, Mother Durga. Shishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rika chayiva jasya bhuvanani vibharti Durga. So, we are very fond of worshipping Mother Durga to take some concession. But such kind of concession will not give me relief. When we worship Mother Goddess Durga, we ask from her, Dhanang Dehi, Rupang Dehi, Jasu Dehi, Rupavati Bhajya Dehi, So, Mother Durga gave. But that will not help us if we, because the place where we are in this material world, it is dukkhalayam. You cannot be happy simply by getting a beautiful wife and very big bank balance. That is not possible. It is mistaken. Because the place is dukkhalayam asasatam, Krishna says. So, we should understand Krishna simply as Krishna says, not whimsically, not by mental speculation. You cannot understand Krishna by mental speculation. That is not possible. Athapiti deva padam bhujadvayam prasada lesanu grihita evahi janati tattvam. Krishna tattva can be understood by the mercy of Krishna, not by your mental speculation. Don't try to understand Krishna by your defective mental speculation. Therefore Krishna says, manushyanam sahasyeshu kaschid jatati siddhaya jatatam avisiddhyanam kaschid vettimam tat tat. You cannot understand Krishna, what he is, even though you are a siddha. Jatatamapi siddhana. What to speak of ordinary man? Those who are siddhas. Siddhas means self-realized, spiritually situated, especially the jnani. So even out of them, millions of jnanis, one can understand Krishna. Krishna is not so easy to understand. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan man prabuddhati. If one understands Krishna, then he will immediately surrender to him. That is understanding of Krishna. Manga prabuddhati. Why prabuddhati? Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudulla. We can understand that Krishna is the root cause of all causes. Ishara parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. So, every Shastra will confirm Krishna's position, and Krishna also personally saying, and he is accepted by great authorities like Vyasadeva, Narada, Devala, Oshita, formerly 5,000 years ago. And after that, all the acharyas, Madhyacharya, Sri Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, later on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of them accepted Krishna. Krishnasu Bhagavan Sam, especially our Gaudiya Sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. Aradha Bhagavan Vrajasatana. Our principle is to worship Krishna. What kind of Krishna? Vrajasatana means the son of Maharaj Nanda and Yasoda. That Krishna. There may be many other Krishna. People may not misunderstand. Just like one may not mean it, therefore father, mother's name is given. So therefore, here it is said, Vrajasatana. This Bhumi, this Vrindavan Bhumi is called Vraja. So Nanda Maharaj was the king of Vraja, Vrajesha, and his son Krishna. He is Aradhya. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Aradha Bhagavan Vrajasatana. Tadhyamang Vrindavanam. And this Vrindavan Dham is also as good as Krishna. Do not try to see Vrindavan Dham as ordinary place. That is called Dham Aparad. Then you will never be able to understand. And the Vaishnava Kavi says, Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Vasi Jato. Anyone who is living in Vrindavan, even cats and dogs, they are also glorious, because next birth they will be elevated, they will be liberated. That is Vrindavan Dham. So in this way, try to understand the glories of Vrindavan Dham, the glories of Lord Krishna, according to Shastra. Even if we do not know Shastra, if we simply accept that Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam and His Dham, Vrindavan, is as good as Krishna, then we are far advanced in spiritual understanding. So Krishna is teaching personally, Bijaham Sarvabhutana, Vidhi Partha Sanatana. And Sanatana, this word is very important. The process by which we can understand Krishna, and by understanding Krishna, when we are promoted in the Krishna's dham, and we meet Krishna person to person, talk with, there is a process that is called Bhakti Yogam. And that process is called Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma, you have heard. Sanatana Dharma means this Bhakti Yoga. Sanatana Dharma does not mean some ritualistic ceremony. This is meant Sanatana becomes every living entity is Sanatana. And Krishna is Sanatana. And his abode is Sanatana. Sanatana, bhaktya bhaktya Sanatana. So, if we want to be promoted to the Sanatana place and to see the Sanatana, Supreme Sanatana, eye to eye, and talk with him, and dance with him, or play with him, we are Sanatana. Then we must accept the Sanatana Dharma, eternal religious system. And what is that religion? Dharmant Sakshat Bhagavat Pranita. You cannot manufacture Sanatana Dharma. It is already done by Krishna. Dharmant Sakshat Bhagavat. And that is Sanatana Dharma. What is that Sanatana Dharma? Sarva Dharman Paritajya Mame Kangasar. You simply, Krishna says, this is Sanatana Dharma, that you simply surrender unto me and I will give you protection. Thank you very much.